Hello again, brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob. And today is a Sabbath. And during Lent, Sabbaths don't count in the 40 days of Lent. Someone once said they're little Easters as we build up to the actual reality of Easter at the end of Lent. So today we don't use John Pavlovitz's devotional Rise. Lenten devotion number 5 will be tomorrow on Monday. But for today, I'm going to turn to an old favorite, Walter Brueggemann, who is a professor emeritus from Columbia Theological Seminary. That's down in Decatur, Georgia, close to one of my favorite monasteries. But he's also just an amazing translator for us, especially of Old Testament things. And so we're going to use his devotional today, A Way Other Than Our Own, and go to his first Sunday in Lent. And his devotion today is called Lent as Alternative to Empire. Our scripture is from the big book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 55, 1 and 2. Here's the word of God. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Walter Brueggemann's devotion for this day goes like this. Some of you will remember these TV ads from AT&T. They featured a winsome young teacher or librarian sitting at a table with young children. He engaged them in friendly talk through a series of questions. The questions, of course, led to the conclusion that we should buy AT&T products. But the teaching, addressed to the viewer through the children, was this: it is better to do two things at once rather than only one thing at a time. Bigger is better, faster is better, and more is better. This poem of Isaiah that we heard is a wake-up call for us when we have been nearly talked out of faith by the force of empire. When we have wanted to prevail instead of trust mercy. When we have decided to gut it out rather than let the pardon come. When we have bought in to the phoniness of the AT&T ad rather than the God of the gospel who gives free gifts. Lent is a question, a gift, and a summons. The questions of Lent are: what are we doing? Are we working for that which does not satisfy? Are we spending for that which is not bread? The gifts of Lent are free. Gifts in the gospel that sustain life. Free wine and milk. Free water and bread. And all the markings of sacrament that refuse our thin attempts at empire. The summons of Lent is to bear new fruit. Do what is in sync with the God of the gospel, the God who has another intention for our lives. who wants us out of the rat race of big is better, and so has mercy, who gives us pardon when we do not do enough by doing two things at once. We are left with a new sense of ourselves as God's people, no longer working for that which does not satisfy, receiving good gifts that we need for life, and engaging in a new productivity of that which heals and transforms. This could be, for any one of us, a return to our true self after almost being talked out of it. Amen. That's Walter Brueggemann from the devotion for Lent called A Way Other Than Our Own. Amen to that. Well, if you happen to get this before worship today, a reminder that we're having our Lenten lunch right after the service. There's no 9:05 tomorrow, but we're having our Lenten lunch tomorrow right after the service. Just sandwiches and chips and a good old TV show called The Chosen. Hope to see you there. But if not, have a blessed Sabbath and just do one thing tomorrow. Give it all to God.